morning. Coast Guards rescued more than 400 migrants travelling in seven boats and trying to reach Lanzarote, Fuerteventura, Gran Canaria and Tenerife yesterday. 52 women and 33 children were among those trying to reach the island group. The biggest number of arrivals was logged in Lanzarote, where 209 people of sub-Saharan and North African descent arrived. More and more migrants are making the treacherous crossing from North Africa to ports in Europe, often with the aim of reaching an EU country. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said that of the 266,940 migrants that landed in southern European countries last year, 97% had arrived by sea. The government yesterday said it will decide whether to suspend the frontrunner to lead the soccer federation whilst it determines, with FIFA, how to reform the organisation mired in a corruption scandal. The president of the Superior Council of Sport told a parliamentary hearing he had called for a meeting of the board after a sports tribunal on Monday opened a case against Pedro Roca and the RFEF's leadership for very serious misconduct, and a criminal court advanced a separate investigation over alleged corruption within the federation. Roca, who has been acting as the RFEF standing president and hoped to be appointed permanently next month, was placed under investigation by a judge last week after testifying as a witness in court. He was the sole candidate to succeed the disgraced former head Luis Rubiales. Last month, police searched the RFEF headquarters and two executives were fired, prompting World Soccer's governing body FIFA and its European counterpart UEFA to request a detailed update on the corruption probe. Spanish airlines expect a record summer season and are adding 13% more seats from a year ago, confident that consumers will continue to travel despite inflation pressuring their spending, so the head of the airlines industry group said yesterday. From the beginning of April to the end of October, the group has scheduled up to 758,000 flights, 9% more than in the same period last year, with a total capacity of up to 240 million seats. Airlines are increasing the number of seats available between Spain and markets such as Germany and Britain. Meanwhile, the tourism sector as a whole is expecting to post record revenues again this year, so the Exelta Tourism Association said yesterday, adding it was concerned at growing anger in the country against over-tourism. It predicted tourism earnings will reach 202.65 billion euros this year, an 8.6% increase over the record set in 2023. If confirmed, it will be the first time that tourism earnings in Spain will surpass 200 billion euros. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.